This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Cattle market had a good day of upside. We saw the market trade positive throughout the session, and it got stronger as we got closer to the end of the session. Feeder cattle having the best strength. We also saw good strength in our lean hogs today. Back to the cattle, we did see $1.52 higher on choice box beef, down 58 on selects, and a movement of 98 loads, saw an estimated kill day of 107,000 head, an estimated weekly kill of 542,000. That's 11,000 less than last week, and we are hearing some 170 cash trade taking place in feed yards. December cattle today, 55 higher. February up 25. November feeders, 65 higher. January feeders up $1.90. And December lean hogs, $1.40 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Boy, I'll tell you, it ain't easy raising money these days. People have a lot on their plates. Lucky for you, Blue and Gold has the answer. Our bacon, sausage, and chicken are so good, folks will join the Clean Plate Club and come back asking for more. We help local youth organizations raise $3.4 million every year with famously flavorful Oklahoma products. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to support these worthwhile efforts in your community. Giving never tasted so good.
Hi, Dale Phillips here for Old Surety Life Insurance. This is the time of the year that many folks shop and compare their Medicare supplement insurance. Many of you may have had rate increases on your current coverage and could find the same coverage at a much lower cost. Before you buy Medicare supplement insurance, be sure and call us here at Old Surety Life. We'll introduce you to someone that can help you find the lowest rate or tell you to stay right where you're at. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. And remember, keep America in your prayers, Christ in your thoughts, and believe in God's promise.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we did not have a lot of fresh news today. Our weekly export sales came out this morning a day late because of Veterans Day on Tuesday, but we did not see anything there that was really bullish or bearish. But what we did see happen today was we saw profit taking hit the soybean complex and pull it down in a big way. It also pulled the corn lower, too. The wheat market managed to stay on the positive side, couldn't hold their highs of the day. Wheat continues to get help from people who believe that we've got some problems with the wheat because of cold weather. December KC wheat was a quarter of a penny higher. March KC up 2.25. December Chicago wheat was up 6.75. December corn and March corn both closed down 4.5 cents. January soybeans down 31. March soybeans down 29.5. And March cotton was 84 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.